Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I am Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Well, another year and another program, and we hear from fellow farm broadcaster Susan Littlefield out of Surprise, Nebraska. Now, Susan is with the American Ag Network, and Susan will be hosting a new dairy program every weekday at 6:10, our Dairy Radio Now. Used to be Dairy Line. That has ceased as Bill Baker retiring, so we sure appreciate him and Lee Milkey. But Susan going to take over on Monday. It's going to be called Inside Dairy, and Susan has a Minnesota background and a dairy background as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Just to give some background, I do have a dairy kid background, if that helps the listeners at all. So I'm not a greenhorn that's talking dairy with no real background. Milked cows, actually milked dairy goats is how I started, and that was my FFA project. And then as I got into high school, I switched over to milking dairy cows and milked dairy cows at the University of Wisconsin River Falls and took care of all the baby calves until I graduated, and also worked for a dairy farmer up until probably 99. When life got busy with a newborn and I quit. But I'm back into milking now. We've got a small dairy goat operation here in central Nebraska. And I was excited because I was telling you off air, we just got a new roof on the dairy barn. And I'm super excited because that means I'm moving out of the barn and I'm getting my own facility. So I'm pretty pumped. And hopefully someday we'll get a bulk tank to go with it. You know, so it's baby steps.
Well, getting a bulk tank can be exciting, but Susan mentions that she's very excited for the new program to start on Monday.
More importantly, though, Joe, I'm so excited to be able to bring this program to the airwaves and keep the tradition that Bill had started and continue to tell the story of what's happening in our dairy industry, whether it's focusing on technology or our feed or just genetics or, you know, just what's happening, unfortunately, politically that we see tied back to the dairy industry. There's so many stories that are not yet told. And more importantly, I want to tell the story of the dairy producer. So that's where your listeners can have fun, where they can say, hey, I know the Andersons there down the street and they've been milking, you know, X amount of cows, but this is like a sixth generation. That's what I want to focus on too. I want to be able to bring the dairymen alive on the airwaves, talk about their operation, talk about what they do, what might make them a little bit more unique or fun.
Farm broadcaster Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network joining us here on Chasm Radio. She'll be hosting a new dairy program starting Monday at 6:10 called Inside Dairy. And I mentioned to Susan, just like Dairy Radio Now, they covered a lot of different issues, whether it was baby calves or maybe a general federal or state issues, any other logistics, nutrition, markets. She says that's what she's going to look to continue on her program.
Very much so. And just so folks can kind of set their calendar, every Friday we're going to talk dairy markets. I have a rotation of a few commodity brokers that really do shine within the dairy industry to be able to talk about what's happening in milk price, cheese price, butter price, et cetera. And so every Friday, Inside Dairy will focus on this is what's going on in the world of markets at the moment, but then take it to that next level, like you said. So many different areas, so many different avenues of things that we can talk about. And I also will definitely be taking any leads from the folks that listen to the program because they know it best. They're out in those parlors right now. They're maybe finishing up with chores as we're talking then. So I would love to be able to get some things that, you know, hey, I was wondering about X, Y, or Z. Can you help me find out more information? And we'll track down the experts to talk about it.
When talking to Susan, we did talk about just the general state of dairy, and it differs. I mean, you can have small farms to much larger farms, and that's also unique to the program, where you want to have information that everybody can utilize, no matter in what kind of situation you are in today's dairy industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, where I live, I literally can go 2 miles up the road, and I've got one of Nebraska's largest dairies, the Tulls family, and that's the cool thing. I mean, it's a family. Most of our dairies are. They still have strong family ties. And the Tulls family actually is in the process of building a processing facility about 20 miles south of us. So, I mean, there's some excitement there, and there's a seed of the growth and that the family wants to keep that tradition going. So whether you're milking, you know, only 20 cows or 30 cows or like the Tulls family where you're milking, you know, 8,000, 9,000 cows, there's something to learn from everybody within this dairy industry.
More history about Susan. Well, she's very much informed on Tom Rothman, a former voice we heard on Chasm Radio.
I was Tom Rothman's very first intern back, 93. I walked up to him at the farm show in Minneapolis, and I said, have you ever had an intern? And he looked at me and goes, no, why? I'm like, I'd like to be one. And he said, okay, let's do some information. We exchanged, and he says, I'll talk to my bosses. And it wasn't very long, and I was kind of kicking it off, and that's where I got my first experience of, you know, I was on college radio doing ag news and markets, but to get to work under somebody as infamous as Tom Rothman, it really opened a lot of doors for me. And I actually worked just down the road in Little Falls for a while before I moved to South Dakota. So there's a lot of good ties. And I'm a Minnesota girl through and through. I always joke, I bleed maroon and gold and purple and gold. So, you know, your listeners will know that I understand because I grew up in the state and was a opportunity, you know, that this has become when this came up to be able to continue to tell dairy story. And I think there's so much, Joe, that just hasn't been shared with this industry that I can't wait to introduce the consumer to what's really happening on the dairy farms and let them have kind of an insight, kind of, shall we say, peek through the parlor doors or through the window just to see what's going on in the morning.
Broadcaster Susan Littlefield out of Surprise, Nebraska, has that Minnesota background, that dairy background, and she'll be leading our new dairy program, Inside Dairy, starting Monday at 6:10. We'll have it for you here on Chasm Radio, and we look forward to that. And she looks forward to hearing from you as well. You bet we'll have more details on how you can reach out to Susan a little bit later on. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.